there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today is a very busy bee. She's hosted The One Show, Your Home Made Perfect, Your Garden Made Perfect. She has a fabulous podcast, Thanks a Million. But she's also found time to write a brand new book, Joyrider, How Gratitude Can Help You Get the Life You Really Want. I'm ready. It's fabulous. Please welcome on board Angela Scanlon. This is the final boarding call for Angela Scanlon. This is the final boarding call for Angela Scanlon. Can Angela Scanlon please make her way to the gate? Angela Scanlon! Angela Scanlon! Angela! Ange! Thank you. And look who we've got on board, Angela Scanlon. How are you, Angela?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, great. Lovely to have you on board. Would you like a hot towel?
I'd love a hot towel. Does it smell of lemon?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah, but you shouldn't put them on your face.
I do.
Oh, they're a little astringent.
I've got first degree burns.
Oh, fuck.
We don't put them in lemon, just a squirt of Febreze in.
That'll
in
do.
Air.
That'll
we
do.
Don't even wash them.
Authentic.
Authentic, that's it. The material for those hot towels is just minging. Oh. Where do they find gauze? Why would you wipe your face
oh,
with
see,
gauze?
I'm thinking, maybe I'm more upmarket. I'm thinking like a very fine towel, but not with the hard bobbles.
Oh,
like not
you
gauze.
Fly then. I always get the awful one.
Aer Lingus. Aer
Lingus. Come off it.
No, I mean, don't have towels.
Ryanair, they just spit in your face.
and you're glad for it.
Yeah, and thank you. I will have my little scratch card. Now, listen, why do you go on holiday? Do you to recharge? Is it to explore the world? Is it to have a break? Tell me everything.
I realised I go on holidays more recently to literally sleep. And then I thought, that's an awful waste of money and time and everything. So I'm trying to be a bit more balanced in my life so that when I actually go on holidays. I read something and it was a woman saying that, like, in modern life, we go on holidays to have an expensive lie.
It's in your book. It's in your book, Joyrider.
I'm halfway through.
I'm halfway through it. It is, yes.
Good, yeah.
And you pack your knickers, don't you? And you pack every... Yeah, don't explain. Yeah. It's your book. I mean, yeah, but it really hit home reading that.
Yeah, so I am then just trying to not, like, have a holiday all the time, but at least have a bit more balance in my life so that when I go on holidays, you might actually have energy to explore and to see things and all
yes.
of those kind of things.
Yeah.
So I went to India a long, long time ago. We got engaged in India. Have you ever been to India?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, the driving there is...
Oh, bibbing the horn, everything. They just love bibbing the horn because you all know we're going to... They just love bibbing, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I love the way you say bibbing.
Bibbing, bibbing, bibbing.
Bibbing, bibbing. I'm like beep, beep. Bibbing. It's like gentle.
I'm gay, I have to say bibbing.
It's cute. But I literally fell asleep. I was like a narcoleptic. Is that the word? Every time. Are
yes,
you allowed
it is,
to say
it
that?
Is, yes, yeah. it is, yeah.
So That's not someone who humps people's legs, is it?
No, I'm thinking... What's the one that steals? Kleptomania. Kleptomania. No, you're not a kleptomania.
No, I'm not. Well...
A little bit. I will be counting me obje
d'art before you leave. There's a lovely copper giant shoe in that, Jax. I might take
it. I know. I don't know why I bought it. Why would you have a copper shoe in the
toilet?
I love
it. I thought it was like a child's one, but maybe an adult. Like, it's obviously not a child's shoe, but no. I thought it might have been a mould of your actual foot.
No. It's just a copper shoe. Move on. Sorry. I don't come round your house slagging off your toilet.
I wasn't like, I was saying I loved it so much I might steal it. But anyway, the bibbing in India, but also just the general driving. And I would get on and get in the car and literally fall asleep. Yeah. Roy, sitting next to me, honestly, like white knuckle the whole way. We were like, there was somebody driving us. We were hanging off the edge of cliffs. We were coming against like elephants. There was trucks. It was the kind of a bit... what's that show that Jeremy Clarkson used to do?
Top Gear.
That one.
Yeah.
So like those lethal that you think are set up, but they're not. Yeah. And I slept the entire way through and I was like, there's something wrong. And then I'd wake up and I'd see, you know, so, like a family coming towards us on a moped with goats and luggage.
Yeah.
And I'd say, Roy, oh my God. And he'd be like, shut fuck up. I have been awake for 4 hours being tortured by this while you dribble onto your lap. So I realised at that point that I needed to be a bit more balanced on holidays if I was literally in India sleeping in a car. Like I could have done that.
You need to wake up a bit more. And also, what's about this on your honeymoon, checking your phone all the time?
Oh, desperate.
Oh, do you say you got better at that?
I've got a bit better. I leave it at home. Or no, I don't leave it at home. I got here. I leave it downstairs. So like the bedroom is a no phone zone.
Yeah. Oh, like it.
It sounds so saucier than it is. It's like, I'm meditating, dickhead, move over. No, but I try to be a bit disciplined because it's lethally addictive, isn't it?
Instagram before you go to bed.
Yeah, and as soon as you wake up in the morning.
I know.
And then you just feel poor and ugly and underaccomplished.
And not on holiday. Everyone. What kind of jobs do they have? They're always on holiday always on a yacht, always with a glass of champagne.
And a new bikini.
Yes. And the algorithms, I clicked on one picture of a cow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cow. What? Cow eating grass. Cow in a field. I've only clicked on one cow. I don't give a shit about cows.
Although, at least cow is better than multiple holiday bikini pictures, I feel.
Yeah, you know maybe.
You know, I'm getting a lot of babies at the moment.
Oh, because you're, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of babies. I'm like, okay, I've got it. I'm literally surrounded. Back off. Give me some acai bowls or something.
What were you like before you had kids and you went on holiday? Was you quite, oh, look, a woman coming on a plane with a baby? Or was you like, get away from me?
I do remember, because I used to travel quite a bit for work. I did a travel show, actually. And so, like, I think if you're going on holiday, sorry, I'm slightly traumatised. But if you go on holiday, like back in the day, the airport was such an exciting place for me. I wanted to be an air hostess. You'd arrive in the airport, you'd look for a book, you'd buy a magazine, you'd buy like snacks, whatever, and you're on holidays already. Like the airport was exciting.
Maybe
enough.
A glass of champagne.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
A bit of salmon.
Definitely a bit of salmon.
Why did I say salmon?
I don't know.
No, I think cause sometimes there's those little bars in it, and you can have a bit of salmon with it.
Yeah. I hear.
I don't mean that. Suck it out of a bagel.
No.
But I mean.
Oh, like a stand up and have champagne and some seafood
Seafood, that's it. Instead
of
salmon.
The Fortnum and Mason one you're talking about at Heathrow.
The posh one.
Posh, bitch. Well, no, there was no salmon. I was talking more popcorn. But yeah, a snackage. But I do remember being on a plane to San Francisco and a woman was on there with her baby. The baby cried.
Oh, no.
For the entire time. Like, it was horrendous. And I was like, do you want me to take the baby? Which sometimes can feel like quite a weird thing. And then I understand now as a mum, you're not going to go to some stranger. Yeah, please do. I'm just going to have a nap. Like, so people do want to help, but it's a weird exchange of child. And then
can you imagine if you'd taken the baby, then just put it in the hold and closed it?
I nearly did that to my own. Is that not allowed?
If there's air holes in the hole, it's perfectly
it's
fine.
They do it with dogs, it's fine. No, I did go to Mexico. We went to Mexico, like, as a couple. Bliss.
Where, Tulum?
Tulum, I'm so predictable, yeah.
I went there in 1999.
Stop it.
And when it was, and I'm one of those travellers, but when I went there and it was just two huts underneath the Inca thing. And I told someone, I said, oh my God, you've got to go to Tulum. It's so quiet. Oh. And oh my God, it's like not anymore, is it?
No.
It's crazy.
Great. And like quite a contrast, even within the space of a couple of years. Yeah. We brought our daughter back and it was like Instagrammers on the beach with full photographic setups, lighting the works.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was, yeah. It was grim, but I did. I don't know if I can tell this. Fuck it, I will. I was on. We went to Mexico. You let me know. I'm looking at your eyes to judge whether this is acceptable in light of the hospital chat.
And we killed someone. Yeah. Oh, what are you like?
No. So Roy was in New York for work. We were going to Mexico. We had like a small child. She was still a baby, but like was she walking? She was walking a bit, I think. No, she was nearly one. She hadn't walked. Now I'm regretting starting. Let's see how we go. So anyway, a friend of mine had said, so am I actually. A friend of mine had said, so I was on the flight, long flight on my own. She was like, do you know what? If you give her a baby Puritan, it'll make her a bit drowsy and you'll get a few hours sleep on the plane. So I was like, okay. I shared it in a few NCT groups. I was like, is this like a normal, acceptable thing to do? Everyone was like, absolutely, works a treat. Sent it to a friend of mine who's a pharmacist in Ireland and is like very level headed. I was like, have been given the heads up on baby Puritan. What's your thoughts? And she was like, I mean, I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine, but just so you're aware, one of the side effects can be hyperactivity, so which is like quite the contrast to drowsiness. So I was like, oh come on, what are the chances of that? Gave her the baby Puritan. She sat on my knee and like literally bounced the entire way to Mexico. I was absolutely livid. Livid. Arrived at the far side, no family queue, no buggy. I had to like haul this hyper little, at this stage, overtired child. My arms were absolutely knackered. It was horrendous. Flying long haul is not the one with a small child.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Excuse me, madam. Can you stop your baby from clacking and doing the running man? We need the aisles free in case of an emergency. Thank you.
In your book, Joyrider, yeah. I didn't understand what's this forest school. Oh. Because it's the book's about, you know, you are enough, isn't it? It's a bit like, it's really positive and lovely. It is, isn't it?
And, it is.
And you couldn't find your daughter's school. Is that right?
That was a beautiful segue. The book generally is about, talk to me now about your lack of direction. generally. Yeah, well, it's about finding joy and that's like not in the kind of toxic, let's just plaster over everything.
Yeah.
But that actually it's quite hard earned and you have to kind of lean into the heavier stuff in order to earn those little
of course
moments. Anyway, back to forest school, Alan. she goes to a school in the woods. Because I'm Irish, obviously, and so being in a field is quite natural to me. But suddenly you're in London and thinking, this child won't know what a cow is.
Yeah, which come is on my Instagram, love, there's loads of them.
But like potential tragedy, right? So I thought, okay, we'll send her to school outside.
Do they learn words and stuff? She's not feral.
She is quite feral.
Do they get learned how to speak and language?
Yeah, well,
and
she knows how to speak. Well, from us talking.
Because I'm imagining that Jodie Foster. Do you remember that Jodie Foster? Nell.
Oh, Nell. What a film.
I love that film.
Oh, my God, so good. I totally forgot about it. Hey, yeah, chickabee.
Yeah. I prefer doing that.
Oh Oh my God, I love Panic Room.
Yeah, God, but I shouted in the cinema there. Oh my God, the nerve. I mean, it's a real thriller, Panic Room.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Also makes me feel a little anxious just thinking about it, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Love. I'm interrupting you.
But no, so Forest School is more nursery than like big school. So she'll learn all that stuff and in good time.
I thought you just put her in a forest. You left her. She's feral.
We'll see her when she's 18. Muck. Dreadlocks. No, so she goes to forest school and they just like learn about nature. And
That's lovely.
It's actually really lovely. And the other day I found her outside in the garden and there was a dead bee. And you know, obviously everyone does the like spoon of sugar thing, which apparently you're not supposed to. But like, you know, it was on this morning. So everybody does it now. And so she had, the bee is asleep. She doesn't realise that death is permanent. And I think at four, it's probably too early to leave that chat. So she's like, the bee, when the bee wakes back up, I've made a little house. And she has all these petals and like a lantern filled with things. She's quite like, I think she likes animals more than humans, nice. Which is probably a good thing. But yeah, I panicked because I got lost in the forest school.
When did people's attitude towards bees change? Do you remember when I was young, you'd scream, wouldn't you? Ah! And then try and hit it with like a shoe. I mean, now you're like, take a seat. Yeah. Come on in, bee. Hello, bee. And then you're like, opening the window. Here you go, out you go.
Yeah.
You used to scream and like throw crocs at it.
Like whatever you could get your hands on. But also, I don't know that I knew as a child the difference between a bee and a wasp. So they were quite hostile in my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but also daddy long legs. Like you're not allowed to torture insects anymore.
No. I never. Don't tell me, Angela. No, you didn't. Oh, no, don't. This is going to be clickbait now. Sick Angela tortures daddy long legs in vitriolic. Anyway, let's just leave that sentence there. You're flame haired.
I am.
Do you burn?
Yes. Can you tell?
I did. That came out a bit angrier than I.
Also, I'm glad there's frosted window.
We only put that in because you were coming.
Thank you. I
normally you can see right through it. There's a redhead coming.
Get the frosting out. Don't worry, I wear factor 50 in bed.
Factor 50.
Yeah, the way.
What low factor have you ever gone? Have you ever burned?
Yeah. I mean, we burnt as kids. That was like the norm. I do remember one holiday where we all burned and our hair like against the burning skin was so painful that there's pictures of us with hairbands upside down, like pulling our hair out of our face like this, all of us with heat rash, like torture. I mean, it's not like the picture of a happy family holiday. But I do, one of my worst holiday moments was in Bangkok. Also, some of my best holiday moments are in Bangkok. But this, I got, so I'd been traveling for a bit and had thought, a friend of mine like literally looks at the sun, turns into a berry and was very competitive tanning and had people who were like in her league. I was not. However, I thought, do you know what? I've been in Australia for a while. I've got a base. Went to a rooftop in Bangkok. I mean, we were doing the whole hostel thing, but we did one night in Bangkok and we're like, there's a rooftop. We're going up. And like, it's a very intense heat there. I wasn't prepared for it. There was a lot of reflective mirrors, not mirrors, but like buildings around. Anyway, there's a cat up there. Is it a cat?
I don't have a cat.
Oh,
who's that then? He's coming in the house.
Oh, really? Oh, I hope it's not a fox. Is it a fox?
Why's it got?
No, it's not.
Are you scared of foxes?
Well.
Where's he gone? Has he gone in the house?
It's gone back. It's gone back.
Oh, thank God for that. Sorry.
We're grand. Anyway, I got scalded. Absolutely scalded. I had moved to the hostel. Shithole. Had to lie in bed for 3 days with sunstroke. Like, sweating.
No.
Jane went out into the wilds. I eventually, starving one day, was like, I mean, she did bring back stuff, but was also a bit disgruntled that she had no one to like hang out with in Bangkok. And I went out one day. I'll never forget. I actually feel like I have PTSD talking about it. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, of course you can. Don't worry.
So I had a H&M t-shirt that was like really big. So I was able to pull it over. It was the tops of my arms inside here. I actually still have scars, like freckles that are in odd little patches because of the intensity. But I went out and it was like, I was luminous, like properly red. There was blisters. There was, and I had obviously aloe vera and whatever cream. So it was the first time I'd put clothes on, and I was like, just looking like a beetle, looking for something to eat. And everyone was just gawking at me. And I remember this guy like looking at me, and I was already quite alien in Bangkok as a flame head, as a freckled human, the rest. And I like shoved my arm, the like really blistery one. I was like, have a good fucking look at it. I was so I felt so looked upon and so judged and so vulnerable.
It was
horrendous.
Oh my god.
Honestly, it was all it was
horrible. His sunstroke is just the worst. Headaches, the chills and everything.
Yeah, it is awful.
I got it once in Sao Paulo. I ended up looking like, you know, Ralph Fiennes in The English Patient.
Oh no.
That's what I looked like.
Yeah, because it's quite serious.
It is really, yeah.
But now I'm like Nigella, you know, head to toe.
Factor 50.
Factor 50, big old hat, glasses, shirts. I wear shirt. I mean,
very elegant. I mean, you'd very chic.
Thanks.
I've got a picture in my head, but I'm being polite. Very chic.
Hello, sir. Yes, you're right. No, it's not a panini burning. No, that's a passenger in row B. She's a redhead and didn't put the right factor on. Looks sore, doesn't it?
You're a very attractive woman.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have many holiday romances?
Oh, God.
Is there like, when you were young, was there waiters and stuff
like that?
There
was one. I mean, I was probably, there was a one called Emiliano.
Oh, Italiano. I like him already. Emiliano, tell me everything.
Emiliano. Oh. So I was on an Irish dancing trip. All the cliches. And I fell in love with Emiliano. I mean, we couldn't speak each other's language, which was possibly the attraction.
Was he Italian or Spanish?
Italian.
Oh, Italian. Mm. Very nice.
Whoa. Yeah. But I remember months and months afterwards, obviously there's a big troop of Irish dancers, and actually one of the girls got married to her Italian that she met on that trip many years later. Salvo was his name. I did not marry Emiliano, but he came back, and I remember my mom bringing us to dancing classes and my friend in the back going, oh, the Italians are over to visit us. And I don't know whether this was a Robbie Williams saying at the time, and she said, oh, and you'll get to see Emiliano. That's exciting. Now, he had already done the dirt on me with a friend. So, like, we were history. So it's a bit.
I hate Emiliano.
And I hate the friend more. but she was a redhead, in fairness. He may not have known the difference. But so Laura, my friend, said, oh, you'll see Emiliano. Oh, bless his cotton briefs. Which was a thing Robbie Williams used to say, I believe. But my mother immediately was like, excuse me. And she was like, her immediate thought was that I'd seen his cotton briefs. And what else begs the question? So anyway, it was short-lived, but memorable.
Yeah, nice to have a bit of holiday romance anyway, even if it is short-lived. Yeah. Do you complain when you go away? And if so, what gets your goat?
The heat.
No, but will you complain about a hotel room?
Oh, yes, sometimes I complain about noise. I'm a real nana. And so if I'm somewhere and people are enjoying themselves and I'm trying to sleep.
You be that person that rings down and says there's a party in room 247.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I'll do that first, and then as like time goes on and I'm ignored, then I'll be kind of physically banging.
You would come out in your dressing gown, curlers in
your
hair.
No, I'm not like brave enough for that.
On the actual door.
Yeah, I just like passive. Well, it's not really passive.
No,
I wouldn't put a face to the name.
No,
or put a face to the aggression.
I wouldn't put a face to the aggression.
But I would definitely be banging on the door, or shouting, hidden from the balcony. Shut up!
I'm trying to sleep. And then close the quickly close the patio door.
Yeah, so like noise really annoys me, and I think they should tell you if you're like over a bar, you should be given a heads
up. Or even by the lift. Ping!
Yeah.
Oh, nightmare. God, annoying.
Yeah. If you have a heads up, then or they give you earplugs at reception. But
yeah.
if they give you earplugs, they're kind of admitting liability. And yes. so open
plants
for
a
discount.
Plants a seed, don't it? You start listening then yeah. for bangs and everything.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm less of a complainer. And I just fester. It festers in me. I yeah. say, oh, thank you. No, that was lovely. Asshole.
Yeah. Do you yeah. then go on TripAdvisor, slag them off one star?
Do you know what? I feel like that's a really bad karma, so I don't do it. But I just like seethe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silently. Very Irish thing to do. No, it was lovely. Thank you. So we had a gorgeous stay. Fucking bitch. I'm never coming back here.
Tell me a UK gem. Because obviously with the one... What?
What does that mean? K-gem?
A UK gem.
25.
What does that mean?
A UK gem.
What does that mean?
A hidden... Oh no, a hidden gem. Sorry, I forgot the hidden bit in that. Yes, it's a hidden gem. Oh my God.
What is it? What's happening?
Show us a UK gem. She's like, what's a UK gem?
I'm sorry.
I forgot hidden. No,
I thought you said, are you K gem? I was like, I have no idea what that means. Do you mean Gen K? Yeah. Gen Z? I don't know. Oh, give you a UK gem.
Yes. Oh. Sorry, that took so long to say. Oh. Because you on the one show, you yeah. go everywhere, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. And you do get some gems. You were never on when I was on there.
I know,
were
it's
you?
Such a shame. But, you know, those random research chats are just hysterical because yeah. you know what the one show's like. Have you ever fallen down a sinkhole? Have you ever had anything made out of cheese? Do you own an eagle? And like, no. You feel like you've been really unhelpful? No, no,
oh, no
sorry. The girl's a bit, oh, okay. As if I've spoilt the programme and I don't have a life.
But also you're going, I'm on here to promote interior design masters. If I get stuck in an eagle chat for 5 minutes, the producer's going to kill me.
I know, and then you don't mention what you're on
literally
for.
Literally no time left.
I know.
Yeah, but some of them are really good sports. Michael
and I was
Sheen,
there when Camila Cabello flushed a tit.
Oh, hello.
I know. And
what happened?
Well, there was an item before about cyber flashing. You know, on the tube, people send dick pics and fanny pics. And,
yeah.
I think it's just men sending.
No, I don't think women send fanny pics.
Ping. So it was about cyber stalking. And then, of course, they were going, isn't it disgusting? People don't want to see that.
Unsolicited.
Yes, yeah. yes. And then Camila goes, oh, my new song's out. Let me show you a dance routine. Did a cha-cha-cha and a tit popped out.
No.
And of course, I haven't seen a tit in ages. And I screamed. And, oh! Like that, and of course, and some people had to go and say, oh, Alan, you really belittled her by your reaction. But it was such a shock. And after talking about cyber stalking, I was a bag of nerves, so I didn't want to bring any embarrassment to her. But I would go, oh, you know, it was like a Carry On film. It wasn't that bad, it was more, oh, rather than, oh.
A little moment to yeah, yourself on the green couch.
I know, I felt so bad for it.
Hello, this is your captain speaking. We are about to experience some turbulence, so can you please make sure your seatbelts are on and your tits are strapped down? This is a no nudity airline. Thank you.
We are about to start our descent. If you could put your tray table up and your window down. Can you put...
tray table, both up, I think.
Both up, yeah. If you could put your tray table up and your window up, that'd be lovely. And make sure your seatbelt is on. We're about to start our descent. As we start our descent, I'm going to ask you a quick fire. Some quick fire questions.
Okay. Go on.
St. Lucia or St. Ives?
Oh, St. Lucia.
Nudist or no way?
Nudist.
Oh, that's the same noise I made for Camellia's tit. Oh! Mozzie Guard or no thanks, I'm hard.
What's Mozzie Guard?
Mosquito.
Oh, definitely.
Did you pack all that?
All that.
Do you have insurance as well? Because some people go away with no insurance.
I have it as part of my health insurance.
Oh, very practical.
Yeah, oh yeah. But yeah, I'm not really good at it. I never claim.
No.
It's very taxing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I really got in trouble, I would.
Of course. I mean, if you're, like, in a Bangkok prison maybe exactly. use it. But if yeah. you lose a flip-flop, no one gives a shit.
Yeah. I was in a Mexican prison.
Shut the front door.
But that's a whole other story.
No.
Yeah, I was. Talk to me. I spent the night in the Mexican prison.
What is...
Ooh. Ooh, I didn't just flash my tits, guys.
So, yeah. What did you do?
Well, I tried to enter into the UK with my sister's expired passport, which is actually illegal. I just thought I didn't want to lose my own ID and I was under drinking age. So I was like, I'll just bring Christine's passport. And yeah, turns out they check when you're on the way back in.
Oh,
and so,
my God.
I know. And I had persuaded my friend Deirdre to bring her expired passport as well. So the two of us were banged up abroad. The rest of the girls had to go on a Greyhound bus cross country 8 hours each way to San Diego to get some cash to come back. Yeah.
That's and amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Did Ross Kemp turn up? Because he loves going to those prison yeah. documentaries. Imagine if he does it. Then we see you in the back going, Angela, Angela. All these people with tattooed faces.
Yeah, it's a new BBC Two.
And tip 'em or fuck 'em?
Fuck 'em. I'm joking. No, tip.
You've got to tip.
Ah, yeah.
You have, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. It's harder, though, these days with the old card machine, isn't it? Yeah. It doesn't feel as nice as cash.
And I always like to say, do you get it? Because some restaurants, the staff don't get it, and I don't like that. No. That is really bloody mean.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyway, right, we've just pulled up now. No, we've just
pulled off the runway.
We've just landed on the runway. You've reached your destination. Thank you so much, Angela.
Is that what they do in Ryanair?
You clap. Yeah, you can clap because we've arrived.
Thank you for flying Alan Air, and a special thank you to our VIP on board today, Angela Scanlon, who will be signing copies of her brand new book, Joyrider, by the carousels when you collect your luggage.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to support our podcast, please hit the subscribe button below. And don't bother unpacking, because we're going away next week.